Are you feeling overwhelmed trying to navigate the world of online entrepreneurship? Are you a female entrepreneur, coach, consultant, or service-based professional struggling to turn your dreams into a sustainable reality? Are you tired of the endless to-do list, sleepless nights for fear of things slipping through the cracks and worrying about the next client? If this is you, and you're ready to transform your business into a thriving, sustainable, and vibrant venture that you love, then listen up. I'm Aldrima Harper, business and podcast launch strategist, declutter coach, and the host of the Organizedpreneur podcast. As a professional organizer in the business for more than 20 years, I've been there, and so I get it. But by listening and subscribing to this podcast, what you'll discover are ways to get organized, implement systems to help you free up your time and energy so that you can focus on things that matter. And here's the cool part. You'll even discover how you can leverage the power of podcasts to attract top-notch leads straight into your virtual doorstep so that your pipeline pops with opportunities. It's time to say goodbye to chaos and confusion, and hello to clarity, confidence, and certainty in your dream business. Are you ready? Let's go. I help female entrepreneurs through the journey of decluttering, organizing, and streamlining their businesses, helping them to reset, to refocus, and relaunch the businesses of their dreams. And sometimes it's a new launch, but in most cases, they're just kind of trying to get to a place where they can have some momentum in their business, right? So that's pretty much what I do. So I was on a coaching call with one of my clients, and her assignment, one of the assignments that I gave her, was to create a list of pros and cons of being a solopreneur. And so in the pros column, she said she likes working on her own schedule. She likes having her own dress code. And there was, you know, a number of things, you know, that she really liked about being a solopreneur, because she just launched her business. And, you know, this is part of the coaching process. So one of the cons were, though, she said she doesn't like the sales part of it. She doesn't like selling herself. Anybody can relate to that? And then she said she didn't like the hustle and grind. Mm-hmm. And that is what motivated this entire series. Because my response was, I was like, well, hustle and grind, you know. And it's not that I'm surprised, because it's very, very common for us to think that way, right? You see it on social media. And we use that sometimes like a badge of honor. You know, I'm on my grind. I'm on my hustle and grind, you know, all of that. And so I just mentioned to her, I said, there are a lot of tools and resources that we can use to practically eliminate the need for the hustle and grind. And so again, that was the inspiration behind this series. And so the title of the series is Achieve More in Less Time Without the Hustle and Grind. Okay, Achieve More in Less Time Without the Hustle and Grind. Because it's really a mindset that has to be shifted, right? We've got to start thinking about simplifying these different components of our businesses, right? And I know, you know, and here's the thing, time is precious. Time is precious. And running a solopreneur business is really no easy task, right? You're responsible for every aspect of your business, marketing, customer service, everything in between. And so it's easy to get bogged down with the day-to-day operations, but I promise you, with some tweaks, if you hang in there,
Come back every week for the next 12 weeks. You're going to learn something, I promise, okay? Because by the end of this 12-week series, you're going to discover how to achieve more and in less time without the hustle and grind. Anybody ready for that? Y'all are really quiet on me. Y'all kind of quiet on me. Maybe you like hustle and grind. I personally do not, okay? And so, but I want to give you a quote from a book entitled Grace Over Grind. And the author is Shay Bynes. And she says, too many believers in business idolize hard work. They exalt hard work over the presence of God in their business, right? And in the world of entrepreneurship, hustle and grind is a celebrated way of life, right? And so I wanted to just share a few of the expressions that you probably see on social media or whatever. I mean, people use it like hustle harder, right? Grind now, shine later. Sleep when you're dead. I don't think so. Rise and grind. The grind never stops, right? But here's the thing. I do not want you to think that there's no hard work involved in starting your business and maintaining your business. It is hard work. You know, we got to go through a lot of training. We got to learn new things. And as soon as you think you got a handle on it, something changes, right? And so there is a lot of work associated with having a solopreneur business, right? But the other thing that she said in her book, she said, this is not God's best. If your heart is to see the realities of the kingdom in your business, your industry, your city, your nation, it is imperative that you create a lifestyle of working by God's grace rather than your grind. Okay. And I thought that was very, very powerful. So I wanted to give a couple of definitions when it comes to hustle. Okay. In the context of entrepreneurship and business, hustle can refer to the willingness to work hard, take on risks, be resourceful in order to achieve success. It can involve aggressively pursuing opportunities, overcoming obstacles, being proactive in finding solutions to problems. It's defined as requiring much exertion. I spelled it wrong on my screen. Much exertion and excessive hard work, right? Hustle, okay? Grind in the context of entrepreneurship and business can refer to the daily effort, perseverance required to build and grow a successful enterprise, putting in long hours, making sacrifices, overcoming setbacks in pursuit of a large goal. Is defined as making strenuous efforts to obtain money or business. And although the grind mentally may be useful for maintaining focus and discipline, it is important that we prioritize a sense of balance and well-being in order to avoid burnout. My business partner calls it harmony. It is important that we prioritize harmony in our lives, right? Because you really, honestly, you're never going to reach balance. It doesn't even exist. I really hate to shock y'all about this, but balance does not exist. So some of the pros and cons I wanted to share with you all too. So keep in mind that, let me just say the pros and cons according to the industry standards, okay? So the pros of hustle and grind, it says increased productivity. People with hustle and grind mentally tend to be highly productive and efficient. I disagree. They have a strong work ethic. I agree with that. I agree with that. The hustle and grind emphasizes the value of hard work, persistence, and dedication. This can lead to the development of a strong work ethic. Okay. Greater success. I don't know. Because if you burn out, if you're exhausted, does that define success? Really? You know? So I want you to just kind of wrap your head around this whole hustle and grind mentality. Now, some of the cons, it says a risk of burnout, right? The hustle and grind mentality can lead to burnout if individuals do not take the time to rest and recharge. This can have a negative effect on physical and mental health, productivity, and your overall well-being. Lack of balance, or again, harmony. People with the hustle and grind mentality may neglect other areas of their lives, such as their relationships, their hobbies, self-care. This can lead to feelings of dissatisfaction, a lack of fulfillment. Okay. Another definition or another con that I found was the potential for unethical behavior. In some cases, the hustle and grind mentality can lead to people engaging in unethical or illegal activities in order to achieve success. In other words, a whole bunch of shortcuts, right? Okay. So overall, though, it can be beneficial for achieving success if you understand the importance of maintaining harmony and avoid the potential negative consequences. It's important to prioritize your relationships and your hobbies and things like that, and the other areas of your life. You don't want to neglect that. Entrepreneurship is an amazing journey, but it is not for the faint of heart. Can anybody say amen to that? It is not for the faint of heart. You're going to learn some things. Like my business partner said, you're going to learn some things about yourself, right? And so it is a journey. It is definitely a journey. It will grow you. It will test you. And there are a lot of unsexy things about business, right? A lot of unsexy things, right? But here's the great news. If you are a believer, a follower of Christ, you have, I have, we have unreserved supernatural access, access to the economy of God. And that supersedes all other economies and systems. You have access to his strength, which means taking your hands off some of the situations and giving it to him. Okay. You have access to his strategies that sets you apart and gives you a leading edge if you just take the time to listen to him. You have access to his systems. When you participate in God's way of doing things, his system, his way of thinking, you are already on the winning side. I want to give you a couple of scriptures and we'll continue. When you keep Proverbs 16:3 in mind, commit thy works to the Lord and thy thoughts shall be established. What does that mean? That means you roll it over to him. You completely hand it over to him. Right? You roll over your works, your labor, your operations, your occupations, your services, your business, your activities, your business structure, your business, all of that. You roll that over to him. Right? And so it says that your thoughts shall be established. That is, he'll bring about the cause to happen. He'll bring about the right plans according to his will and place them in your heart. You'll be surprised at sometimes when you just give him time to help you figure out some things instead of depending on your own strength, right? Because We don't know it all, but he does. He knows it all. He knows who you need to connect with, right? He knows where what business opportunity exists that you need to be a part of. But you got to give him the space. You got to give him the time. You got to get off of the hustle and the grind and let him help you do that, right? So I wanted to, because I'm not going to be here long. I wanted to end today's sessions with a list of some of the top responsibilities that solopreneurs commonly overlook, but they are very essential to having a thriving business. And these are some writer downers, okay? So I'm going to talk, so it's going to be 10, okay? Building a strong personal brand. That's your responsibility. And the reason I am going over this, because sometimes we think that we have to do everything in our business and we don't, right? We got to learn how to delegate. We got to learn how to apply and implement systems in our business, automate some things, right? So that's why this list is important, because there are things that you need to do and there's things that you need to think about at some point, handing it over to, you know, maybe hiring a VA or whatever, right? Or automating it, okay? So building a strong personal brand, that's your responsibility, okay? Because solopreneurs are the face of their business, and building a strong personal brand can help establish credibility, trust, authority, and all that with customers and clients. That's your responsibility. Number two, developing a strategic plan. Nobody knows the vision better than you, right? But it's upon you to be able to impart the vision, okay? A strategic plan will help solopreneurs set goals, identify priorities, allocate resources to achieve those objectives that you have set up for yourself, okay? So that's number two. Number three, and this one, you should be able to identify because you're doing it right now. Networking and building relationships. That's why you're here. Building relationships with other professionals, maybe in your industry, maybe, you know, to collaborate. You know, this is important. And it's important that you be a part of that process. Okay, that was number three. Number four, continual learning and professional development. Staying up to date with the current industry trends and developments. It's critical to remaining competitive and growing your business, right? I can tell you, I am always in a class, a master class, or a group, so that I can stay on top of the industry, right? So that was number four. Number five, managing your time effectively. Nobody else can do that for you. You have to, even if you hire someone to help you to do that, right? You have to be committed to doing it. So it is upon you. So solopreneurs must manage their time effectively to maximize productivity and avoid burnout. Marketing and sales. Develop effective marketing and sales strategies for crucial, is crucial, excuse me, for attracting and retaining clients and growing your business. Now, you can hire people to do that for you. But without you casting the vision to that person, they got to know, and they need to buy in. They need to be able to buy in to your vision so that they can articulate that when they are making the sales or talking to potential clients, right? The next one is providing excellent customer service. This is my pet peeve right here. I can't tell you how many times I've been on the other end of this. My husband just called me a few minutes ago. He was picking up some clothes from the dry cleaners. And he said, I will never come to this dry cleaners ever again. Poor customer service. They didn't even want to give him a receipt. I don't know what, I really don't understand that. And I experienced that as well. I had to ask for a receipt. And then the lady looked at me like I was asking for blood, like I was a vampire asking for blood. Like, I want a receipt. I gave you cash. I want a receipt. So excellent customer service, providing exceptional customer service. This is what helps you to build a loyal client base and gain new clients through positive referrals. And when we get to the part where we're going to be doing our, talking about our business and stuff, I can tell you right now, Michelle is going to tell you. She is not going to refer anybody to you if she doesn't know you. So you want to make sure that you have gained a good representation or a good you can be reliable. You have a good reputation, right? And you don't know that until you get to know people, right? We do business with people we know, like, and trust. Dorothy just said that. So providing excellent customer service, managing finances effectively. Solopreneurs, we must manage our finances effectively to ensure financial stability and long-term business success. Embracing technology and innovation. This is number nine, embracing technology and innovation. Keeping up with the latest technology and innovation and tools can help us to streamline our operations and improve our competitiveness. Okay, that's number nine. And the last one is taking care of your personal health and your well-being. We must prioritize our physical, our mental health so we can avoid this burnout. No more hustle and grind, but we want to maintain the energy so we can stay focused on our goals, stay focused on things that we need to stay focused on so that we can grow our businesses, right? So as solopreneurs, we can build a strong foundation. We can build a thriving and successful business when we work on creating white space in our calendars. I can't tell you how many times I have talked to clients and they say, I got all of this on my calendar, but in between those appointments, there's no white space. You gotta have white space. You gotta be able to recover, right? From in between coaching clients. You don't need to have coaching clients back to back. Give yourself room to recover, right? So you want to make sure that you have some white space on your calendar and make room in your day to reset, to think, to focus. I don't do any appointments in the mornings because that's my time for creative thinking. I love to, morning is my best time. Let me just say it that way. I love to sit and think and ponder, things in the mornings. Maybe the evening is best for you. Regardless of what time, you got to find your cadence and your rhythm, right? But we can do that by tapping into God's strength and realizing we don't have to do it all and asking Him to show us how to do it. How do I recover? How do I put white space in my calendar? I'm giving my mind and my thoughts to you. Remember, I said, you roll it over, right? And so we can do that by tapping into His strength, His strategies, His system, and you want to and be a part of His economic plan, right? And again, that supersedes all other economies. So, in the upcoming 12 weeks, this is pretty much what we're going to be covering. It's a lot of material, but what you're going to discover are some practical tips and strategies so that you're not working so hard. You're not grinding. You're not waiting until you die to go to sleep. Like, who does that? Right? Because that's not God's design for us. That's not the kind of business I want for you. And that shouldn't be the kind of business you want for yourself. You want to enjoy the fruit of your labor, right? And again, that doesn't mean that there's no hard work. There's hard work is going to be required, right? But it's going to be required most of the time on the front end, okay? When you're just starting it. And then you're going to tweak in between, right? So I don't want you to feel exhausted. I want you to build a thriving business. I want you to enjoy the fruit of your labor. And we can do this by tapping in to God's design